is so tempting when a child says something, I don't like you, I hate you, to start to find something to say. And sometimes we get in an argument. Here's the thing. When the child gets argumentative, there's really nothing to fight about. And I'll tell you why. You're the teacher. You're the one in charge. When you become engaged in a battle, there's always a winner and there's always a loser. It becomes like a war with each side trying to win at any cost. And that's what a power struggle is. While it's important for you to take charge, it's imperative that at no time the child loses self-esteem in the process. And that's what happens if we get into the argument. So instead, quietly and firmly say, I need you to, and describe the behavior child needs to do. Now, next week, I'm going to be telling you specific ways to stop power struggles in its tracks using power talk. It works. So I'll be expanding on what you just learned. On a special note, I wanted to tell you that last week, Marty and I did the most incredible training. It was a private training for the Air Force in Washington, D.C. It was such a thrill for me. And I wanted you to know we have private trainings for centers, for organizations, for institutions all over the country. We custom make them for you. If you have a certain amount of staff, and it's going to say in here, contact Shannon, who's our whiz at helping organizations. Her email is shannon@atiseminars.org. Have a great day making a difference for children.